that, no question.
All right, Randy, final thoughts for tonight here against Lesueur Henderson. Keys to get the victory.
Well, I think, you know, not give up the big play, number one. Number two, turnovers have been a thing, and those are the two main things. And I think just kind of stick to what we do and, you know, try and move the ball on the ground.
All right, Randy Kuchenmeister, Buck head coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a moment. Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
And here we are in Lesueur, getting ready for the start of tonight's game between Lesueur Henderson and Blue Earth area on the brand new turf field here at Lesueur. This is the first year that they have had turf here, and these turf fields, Bob Hansen, are popping up all over the place.
I know it. They look beautiful. Yeah. This is a beautiful place to play and a nice press box. We're up high. We can see.
I know.
And it's a beautiful night.
I might actually see who gets the handoff.
I know it.
Well, the Bucks need a win, Bob. I tell you what, this is uncharted territory for Blue Earth area football at 0-6, don't you think?
Right. I don't remember Randy Kuchenmeister ever being 0-6, but maybe it was early in his career, whatever. But both teams, I think, are talking about the same things. We got to cut down on our mistakes. We got to cut down on the turnovers. And we got to try to move the ball and get our offense going, get in some rhythm. And I think that's a key. I think whoever does that will win this football game.
Sorry, Wyatt, for your injury.
Well, the Bucks, as we talked about in the pregame, if they don't get some wins posted here, they're going to be in that dreaded 7-8 seed game, which is a new thing here that a number of the sections are doing. You might have heard us talk about on the pregame. So the top six get seeded and have the chance to move on. 7 and 8 play each other, and then that's it for them. So it's a different little format here, and you don't want to be in that game if you can help it. But Bucks are going to need some wins here to try to get out of that. So it starts here tonight. They finish up with Sibley East on Wednesday, and then the playoffs starting a week from Tuesday. So we're getting down to the end here.
And I think Coop made it, and Coach Wagner made a good point, too. He's, you know, that number one seed playing number eight. There used to get some pretty lopsided scores, and that doesn't do anybody any good. Right. Not the team that's number one playing a competition like that, and the team that has to take that brunt of that, you know, defeat is something they'll always remember. So I think I can see both sides.
All right, we're ready for the kickoff. Stage One Sound bringing you the kickoff. They have the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. Bucks will kick off. It'll be Jacob Grandjeanette. The left footer pounds one over the head, and it's going to roll into the... Oh, they let it go. The deep men were Jack Furman and Joe Hutton. Furman let it roll, assuming it was going to go right into the end zone, and it almost didn't.
It almost didn't.
It stopped on the goal line. About 2 inches further this way, and they would have been starting on their half-yard line. So it does come out to the 20-yard line. And Brody Barrett will open up at quarterback. A lot of guys back at the skill positions here. Their whole backfield is back. Brody Barrett was their starting quarterback last year. 6'2", 185-pound senior. Sam Wagner, 6'1", 185 junior. He started as a sophomore last year, as did George Doherty, who's put on some weight this year. He's 6'2", 40, a junior. And they're going to throw on first down. Slant pass caught by Joe Hutton. Breaks a tackle and across the 40 and out to the 45-yard line. And a quick 25-yard gain on the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Nice throw, nice catch. And he slipped out of the tackle of Caden Juba. And he was able to pick up another 10 yards.
Alex Haas, the center, 210 junior. Left guard Peyton Telejohn moving from one of the backs. They needed some help with injuries up on the line, so he moves to left guard, 6'2", 205 junior. Lucas Kalo, 6'6", 270 junior, is the left tackle. Back to throw again, going deep down the far sideline, intended for Jack Furman that time. Good coverage there by
Grandjeanette.
Grandjeanette, yeah. Second down and 10 at the 45, so they're wide outs. We're getting a look at them here early as they're throwing her down the field. Joe Hutton, 6 foot, 175-pound senior. Jack Furman, the intended receiver there, 6 foot, 165 junior. And so I'm surprised they're coming out throwing as much here. Second and 10. They haven't run it yet. Second and 10 at the 45. Here's the first run play. Hand off to the big guy, George Doherty. First down and more. Look at him running over people as he goes inside the buck 40-yard line, and he's going to be a load to handle here tonight. 6 foot, 240-pound junior, Bob.
Chase Gampel made the tackle on that play, but he's running with authority.
And that's a lot of, I don't know what you want to call it, meeting there. Gamble at 290, and Doherty at 240 meeting up there. First and 10 now at the 42 of Blue Earth area. And a run play again, right side. Another big gain.
Wagner.
This time, yep. Sam Wagner, the coach's son, 6'1", 185-pound junior. And he's got another first down.
Grandjeanette and Blagg on the tackle for Blue Earth area, but it's hurry-up offense for the Giants.
No huddle. First and 10 at the buck 25-yard line. Barron under center. Now he comes back to the shotgun, puts Wagner in motion. He'll line up wide to the right. Slot left, and play action, throw over the middle is caught inside the buck 20 to around the 18. Nice grab by Sam Wagner, and it's second down.
Parker on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage again go the Le Sueur Henderson Giants. Are at the buck 18 yard line. Second down and three to go there, and they will try an option. Turned up and kept by Barrett. A big hole in the middle, and he's going to take it home for the touchdown. An 18-yard run. Brody Barrett, the quarterback, takes it in, and wow, Le Sueur Henderson didn't take long at all, and they're on the board with the touchdown here. They lead it 6-0.
Yeah, nice run by Barrett there, and broke a couple tackles and walked into the end zone.
And the extra point try coming here from George Doherty, I believe. Another touchdown there brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models, and they're available for you in downtown Blue Earth. Snap is down, but it was a little bit of a bobble, and Doherty misses it wide right. So the kick no good. And it'll be Le Sueur Henderson up 6-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard with 10:18 to go. First quarter, we're back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Minai.
And we're back here in Le Sueur. 10:18 left to go. Here in the first quarter, a six-play, 80-yard drive for Le Sueur Henderson to open the game, capped off by an 18-yard run by Brody Behrens. Kickoff coming now from George Doherty. And deep for Blue Earth area. Gage Barker and Caden Juba, or no, it's Gran Janetta, looks like on the far side. This will be Barker, though, fielding it at about the 15. Finds a spot along the near sideline, and he returns it across the 35 for a decent return. And the Bucks will go on offense for the first time here tonight with Jacob Gran Janetta, the quarterback. Braden Ray will handle a lot of the running back duties back there. Jose Salinas, Branson Huskins in the wideout spots. Caden Juba, Gage Barker, slots. And we're going to see Joe Bell as an up back here tonight, I think, a little bit, or we were going to anyway. And so first and 10 Bucks at the 40 is where that return ends up. And they go to the ground to Braden Ray on the first play, and not a lot of room there as he goes to about the 41 or 2 yard line. So let's look up front for the Bucks here. Peyton O'Hara's at the center spot, 220 senior. Is it Omar Gomez at left guard then, 73, 240?
Yeah, on the
Caden Osborne is in there, I think, 6 foot, 215 senior. Eli Blagg. Man, I see 63. Well, is Gavin Heletic, I think, will get some action here when they move, and they move Joe Bell to an up back here, and he might be number 8. Is that what we're thinking here or not?
Gran Janetta got sacked there by,
and so the Bucks on a sack there back to the 37 as we sort them out here. Sack there brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. That loss back to the 37. And so third down and 13 to go for Blue Earth area from their own 37. Shotgun. Gran Janetta wants to throw, rolling to his right, looking, now throws and overshot his man. Gage Barker, the intended receiver, and nearly picked off there by Joe Hutton, the corner.
Well, good defensive stand that time by the Giants.
I think number 8 might be Joe Bell.
Yeah, I think you're right, because 53 is lining up at the right tackle. That's Heletic.
Yeah, he was the one that was going to jump up for Joe Bell when he moves to kind of an up back in the backfield. We didn't know at the time we talked what Joe's number was going to be, but it looks like number 8. So Gran Janetta punts it away, fielded by Hutton at about the 28-yard line, and he gets to the 37 or so before he's tackled. And a pretty good field position here for the Giants again. So the Bucks sputter on offense, Bob. Not a good start there. A 1-2-3 and out.
Flag on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Well, they better figure something out on defense, because that was way too easy for LeSueur Henderson on that first possession.
Yes, it was.
They marched right up the field. 6 plays, 80 yards, and an 18-yard touchdown run by quarterback Brody Barrett. And the Giants on their second possession now, first and 10 on their own 37. Under center is Barrett. And a fumble on the snap. Who's got it? Blue Earth area might have it. Yeah, they do. A fumble on the snap there between Barrett and the center, Alex Haas. And Blue Earth area recovers. Rosenau fell on it, it sounds like.
Carter from his linebacking position on the ball for Blue Earth area. Good field position. Let's see if they can get something going here.
And the first turnover of the game brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth, 507-236-9717. First and 10, Gran Janetta's going to run it on this play, and he's brought down near the 32.
Doherty on the stop for LeSueur Henderson.
Buck play, Buck possession here starting at the 35 of LeSueur Henderson after the fumble. A pickup of 3 there. Second and 7 now from the Giant 32. 8:04 left to go here in the first quarter. And LeSueur Henderson leading 6-0 on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, taking their opening possession down for a touchdown. Second down and 7. Grand Jeanette with Braden Ray in the backfield with him. Back to throw. Throws out in the flat, but way over the head of number 13, Caden Juba, they intended that one for. That wasn't even close. Third down and 7 at the 32 now.
So Bell comes out of the ball game.
Yep, Bell's out now, so they'll spread it out a little bit more. So, third and 7. Bucks trying to capitalize on a fumble recovery. They'll send trips to the left this time with Huskins split wide to the right. And back to throw. Grandjeanette looks left, now rolls to his right. Wants to throw, does, back across the middle, and it is incomplete.
Hutton on the coverage, intended for Huskins.
Yeah, that was a back across the middle throw that can be a little dangerous at times, but it falls incomplete, and now Blue Earth area a 4th and 7 at the Giant 32-yard line. 7:30 to go here in the first quarter. So both teams throwing it around a little bit here tonight.
Yeah, this is uncharacteristic.
Yeah, I thought I'd see more running here early on, but...
Is that Nagel out wide left there? Timmy Nagel? 6.
Back to throw might be, was it 5 maybe? Back to throw, Grandjeanette throws, caught by Huskins, and that is really close. Should be a first down. Needed to get inside the 25, and it will be a Buck first down.
Yeah, it's Jose Salinas.
Yeah, number 5. Salinas, the 5'10", 150-pound senior. First down. And just enough for the first down, so the Bucks convert on 4th and 7. 1st and 10 now at the Giant 24. Trying to answer the opening drive touchdown by LeSueur Henderson here tonight. And a snap on the ground. Grandjeanette picks it up, but he's sacked back at the 30-yard line. And that'll be a loss of 6 yards. Another sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. 2nd and 16 now, back at the 30-yard line for Blue Earth area. Trips out to the right this time. Salinas is over there along with Barker and Juba. Back to throw, Grandjeanette again. Looks right, can't find anybody. Now he's going to run with it. Inside the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and to the corner. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown, Blue Earth area. On a broken play, Grandjeanette takes it 30 yards to pay dirt, and the Bucks tie it up at 6.
Nice run by Jacob that time. He had to scramble for his life to get out of there, but he made a nice run.
Wait a minute, we have a flag here.
Holding
call on Blue Earth area, and take that 6 points off the board. A holding call on the Bucks after what appeared to be a 30-yard touchdown run by Jacob Grandjeanette. Now 2nd and 26 out at the 40-yard line.
Our line has to start holding them back, or Grandjeanette's going to run for his life all night here because they're getting a good push off the ball.
Yeah, he ran away from the pressure there. He's not finding receivers open either, though, in his first couple of looks. And so either we're not getting open or there's really good coverage in that defensive backfield. Here's Grandjeanette back to throw again. Rolling to his left, throws back across the middle. That's trouble and almost intercepted.
Hutton on the coverage there.
Third down and 26 now. That's 2 times now that Jacob's throwing back across the middle, and those are those passes that can easily be picked off. That one almost cost him there. Now a really tough spot here, a 3rd and 26 from the 40-yard line.
Watch for Coach Wagner sending a blitzing linebacker. They were getting good pressure on him.
Third down, 26 to go for the Bucks. bunch formation to the right. Ray in the backfield. Grandjeanette back to throw. And now scampers out of the pocket again, rolls left, throws upfield, intercepted at the 15-yard line. That one's picked off by Brody Barrett. And the Giants have it back. Brody Barrett on the pick. And another turnover. That's three of them already, or two turnovers. Oh, is it three, two, or three? I kind of losing track here, but another turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service on your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth, 507-236-9717. First and 10 at the 35 for the Giants and Joe Bell off sides. He took off. Nobody else moved, just Joe. It was kind of an obvious one there. So a 5-yard penalty. First and 5 to the 40 now for the Giants. 5:50 left to go here in the first quarter. And on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard, 6-0. LeSueur Henderson leading Blue Earth area. Giants took the opening drive in for a touchdown. And Barrett's going to pitch it this time. Sam Wagner takes the pitch, but is brought down for no gain. And a second down and 5 now coming up for the Giants.
Cornello on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Second and 5. They use no huddle, trips right. The big guy, Nolan Weber, who's 6'7", is split out wide to the left. Hand off straight ahead and nowhere to go there for George Doherty on the carry.
Gampbell on the stop for the Bucks.
Gampbell on the tackle.
And third and 5 now at the 40-yard line. Look at the legs on George Doherty.
He's pretty well put together, 240 pounds.
Yeah, these guys have really hit the weight room. I was looking at their chart last year compared to this year. Some of these guys have gained like 40 pounds since last year. Of course, some of them were sophomores, and you grow a lot then. But here's a pass out in the right flat, close to the first down as it's caught over there. Brody Barrett gets it to the big guy, Nolan Weber. And it is a first down.
Barker on the tackle, first down.
Cage Barker on the tackle for Blue Earth area.
To the 45, first and 10 for the Giants there. Now, Nolan Weber's not like a big guy, a wide body type guy, but geez, he's 6'7", big target, 6'7", 165, a senior. And we'll see if Brody Barrett likes to throw it to him. Here's a pitch again to the left side. Sam Wagner going to try to get the edge, turns it up to the 50, and tackled near the 45-yard line. That's close to another Giant first down.
Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area, but not before. I think he got a first. No, he's going to be short.
About half a yard short or so. We'll call it second and 1 at the 46-yard line of Blue Earth area.
Those defensive backs, when they see Doherty coming at them, that's kind of a scary thought.
6'2", 240. He's just a junior. And Barrett hands it off. There's Doherty on, or no, this is Sam Wagner on the carry. And he's got the first down and more as he gets to the Buck 41.
Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
So first and 10 now at the Blue Earth area, 41-yard line. 3.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter, 6-0 on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. LeSueur Henderson has the lead, and they're on the drive again. Back to throw, Brody Barrett on first down, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it over to Jack Furman.
Parker on the coverage.
Second down and 10 now at the 41.
Well, they're trying to mix the run and the pass, but, boy, they've had success with the ground game. Going back to the pass there, that's kind of surprised me.
Second down and 10 Buck 41 yard line. And play action, rolling right is Barrett looking upfield, throws, and it's incomplete. And Barker on the coverage again over against number, is that number 10? Or no, Hutton 16?
Yep.
So Joe Hutton, the intended receiver. And a third and 10 now for the Giants at the Buck 41. Hutton and Furman both go to the right this time. They split Weber out on the left side. Split backs behind Behrens. Behrens hands it off to the big man, George Doherty. Bounced off a couple tackles, still on his feet, and he goes down inside the 35-yard line. And short of the first down, fourth down coming up.
Rosenau and Veland on the stop for Blue Earth area.
To the 34-yard line. And it's fourth and about 3 yards to go there.
A couple Blue Earth players bounced off Doherty that time there with that run. Broke it for a couple extra yards.
Fourth down and three now at the 34-yard line. And the handoff goes to...
Good stop.
That's Wagner, I think, on the carry that time, and he stuffed at the line of scrimmage and didn't get much.
Wagner on the carry.
And that is going to go back to Blue Earth area.
Cornillo on the stop for Blue Earth area, and a big play there by the Buck defense.
No gain, and so Blue Earth area takes over first and 10 on their own 34-yard line as the defense puts a stop to that drive. Down to 2:22 left to go here in the first quarter. 6-0, LeSueur Henderson leads on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Bucks trying to get some offense going here. Sully Dahlberg's in the game. He goes in motion. Now lines up right side. Snap to Grand Jeanette. He'll keep it himself and run it out near the 40. Gain of 6 and a 2nd and 4 coming up now for Blue Earth area.
Good run that time by Jacob. Juba brings the play in from the sideline.
Somebody's having a bonfire, huh? Smell that? Second down, 4 to go at the 40-yard line. Ranginette alone in the backfield. They snap it to him. He'll run himself, and he's got the first down.
And then some.
And then some, yeah. Still on his feet to near the 50. And a first and 10 Bucks right out on the 50-yard line. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago.
Brody Behrens on the stop for the Giants.
10-yard run that time for Jacob Grandjeanette. First and 10 Bucks right on the midfield stripe. And they put Barker in motion. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep, but he's caught up behind the line and flung to the ground there by number 72, Peyton Telegen.
Nice tackle there.
And he lost a couple there. Second down and 12. At the Buck 48 now. So Telegen, who has been pressed up to being an offensive lineman, moving from, I think he was a running back? Yeah, well, a tight end, actually. He was a tight end.
Tackle, wasn't he?
No, he was a tight end.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yep. And they moved him to the offensive line now at left guard this year, or this week. And here's Grandjeanette, speed around the right side, and he splits a couple of tacklers and races down inside the 30 to near the 24-yard line. And a big run there.
Sam Wagner on the stop for the Giants.
And down to the 24-yard line.
First down, Buccaneers.
Good acceleration that time when he hit the open areas and was able to get a big gain.
That was a Heck of a run there by Grand Jeanette.
The Bucks are going to just let the clock run out.
All right, so the end of the first quarter is here. At the end of one on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard, it's Lesueur Henderson 6, Blue Earth area nothing. Back in a minute.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here in Lesueur. We head to quarter number two, 6-0. Lesueur Henderson leading Blue Earth area. Bucks have it first and 10 at the Giant 24-yard line after a 28-yard run by Grand Jeanette on the last play. Here he goes up the middle, and Grand Jeanette is going to get it in for the touchdown. Wow, he's really using his speed and been splitting the tacklers here on the last couple runs, Bob.
Kukas figured something out here, and he's going to use him. He's getting back to the old time when he had those quarterbacks that just ran the ball 30 times a ball game, and he's back at that tonight.
And so Grand Jeanette takes it in from 24 yards out. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, and the Bucks going for the extra point here. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. And that's Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Extra point kick, no good. So both teams missing their extra point. 11:54 to go first half. We're tied 6 apiece here in Lesueur, and we'll be back after this 30-second timeout.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
5 plays, 66 yards for the Bucks on that drive. Jacob Grand Jeanette, a 24-yard touchdown run. The kick no good. And we are tied at 6 as Grand Jeanette set to kick it off now to Joe Hutton and Jack Furman deep for Lesueur Henderson. Squibber scooped up at the 15-yard line and running out across the 30 to near the 33. Is Furman, I believe it was, on the return. And so the Giants get it back now. We're all knotted up. The kickoff again was brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality. If you've got a wedding, school dance, party, or need entertainment of any kind, get a hold of Dan Warner. He'll take care of you. Stage1Sound.com. To the 31 is where they spot it. First and 10 for the Giants there. And they'll hand it off to the big guy. And George Doherty doesn't go anywhere on that one.
Granillo on the stop with Beelan. Help from Beelan.
And he picked up a couple, and that's it on that play. Second and 8 now at the 33. For the Giants. Yeah. Doherty stopped that time, so they send out Furman split to the right. Hutton split wide left. Split backs behind Brody Barron. He'll throw it, and it's deflected at the line of scrimmage and will be incomplete.
That Gampel?
Not sure who got a finger on it there. You're thinking it's him?
I think so.
Chase Gampel.
He is 6'2", 290, a junior. Third down and 8 to go from the 33.
Let's get some pressure, line.
And trips out to the right this time for the Giants on 3rd and 8. Shotgun for Brody Barrett. Throws it in the flat right side. Caught by Sam Wagner. Split between a couple of tacklers, but then brought down at about the 38. Gain of 5, but it's going to be short of the first down.
Huskins and Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
4th down and 3. At the 38-yard line, punting situation for the Giants, we presume. Brody Barrett is the punter. And so we'll see if they go for it or not here. They aren't showing punt, that's for sure. Yep,
not
going to
punt. Maybe try the hard count, huh?
Maybe. On their own 38. Seems early. Oh, they're going for it. Flat out. Fakes the dive. Now a pitch left side. Sam Wagner's got it. A first down and more. Finally, Grandjeanette catches him at the 48-yard line.
Little option play there. And Granillo on the stop for Blue Earth area.
To the 49-yard line. A 11-yard gain. Plenty for the first down by Sam Wagner. Granillo on the stop for Blue Earth area. And it's 1st and 10 for the Giants at their own 49-yard line. So Hutton and Furman both come out to the right this time. In the shotgun, Brody Barrett. Back to throw. Has a little bit of time. Now he goes deep downfield. Uh-oh.
Flag.
There's going to be a flag here as intended receiver Nolan Weber was tripped from behind there. Kind of inadvertent tangle up there on the coverage by Barker, or by, was it Juba?
I think it's Juba.
Caden Juba. But nonetheless, that's pass interference. And it will be 15-yard penalty, so the Giants going to be moving upfield nicely as they go to the Buck 36-yard line. 9:48 left to go in the first half. We're tied at 6 here. Blue Earth area, Lesueur Henderson on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. Barrett under center on 1st and 10 from the Buck 36-yard line. Hand off Doherty straight ahead, and he bursts into the secondary, and he's going to score. Nobody can catch him even in the secondary, and the big guy rumbles 36 for a touchdown.
Nice run by Doherty.
It was a 36-yard touchdown run by George Doherty.
And another touchdown brought to you by J-Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. So the Giants will go for 2 here. And Brody Barrett under center with the 2 backs split behind him. And they will give it to Doherty straight ahead.
Nope, number 11, Wagner.
Oh, was it Wagner? Okay. Wagner on the carry, and he does get in for the two-point conversion. So 9:26 to go here in the first half. And on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, 14-6. Lesueur Henderson leads. Back in a moment.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Back here in Lesueur, ready to kick it off, Doherty. Good high kick down to about the 14-yard line. Fielded by Gage Barker, who goes around the right side. And he'll be tackled around the 32-yard line. 6 plays, 69 yards on that drive for Lesueur Henderson. Doherty on a 36-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion good. And a 14-6 lead for the Giants. And that kickoff was brought to you by Stage One Sound. Check them out for your next event, wedding, school dance, party, whatever it is. If you need music, get a hold of Dan at stageonesound.com.
Well, Randy, I'd say you're going to look for Grand Jeanette to carry a lot of the load here now. He's had big gains here. I think he's got about 70 yards rushing.
First and 10 at the 30 for the Bucs as Grand Jeanette in the shotgun. In motion goes Juba. And they fake the jet sweep, kept by Grand Jeanette on the carry. And he picked up only about two or three on that play.
Gain of three on the play, second down and seven.
Doherty on the stop for the Giants.
Second and seven at the 33 now for Blue Earth area. 9 minutes till halftime. 14-6. Lesueur Henderson up on Blue Earth area on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. And the Bucks now have a second and seven at their own 33. Trips out to the left. And back to throw, and into the flat left side, caught by Huskins, sidesteps a couple tacklers, and then dragged out of bounds near the 40, but that's close to a first down.
Finke on the stop for the Giants.
Looks like he might be about a yard short here. To the 39 is where they spot it. Third and one now for Blue Earth area there. Third and one.
Joel Bell into the ball game for Blue Earth area.
All right, we'll watch where he lines up. He lines up as that up back on the right side, so we think maybe it'll go that direction. Oh, and people off sides, they might not even have to worry about it.
No, I think hard count got him.
First down on the offside penalty on the Giants.
First down Buccaneers on the Giants, 44.
So first and 10 at their own 44 as the 5 yards tacked on there gives Blue Earth area first down. And they don't have to worry about picking up the 1 yard. So here we go. Grand Jeanette from the shotgun on first and 10 at the 44. Baking the jet to Juba. Run left side. Lots of room. Grand Jeanette down the near sideline. Now cuts it back to the middle. Breaks some tackles and finally brought down inside the 20-yard line. And another big run by Jacob Grand Jeanette.
Hutton on the stop for the Giants, but a good run by Grand Jeanette.
What's going on there, Bob? They can't contain him.
No, and when Coop finds something that works, he's going to keep pounding at it. And Grand Jeanette's going to have a long night tonight.
So that was a 37-yard run there by Grand Jeanette. First and 10 down to the 19. Grand Jeanette with Braden Ray in the backfield. Barker in motion, and they give it to him on the jet sweep this time, and Barker turns around the corner and gets a nice gain. So we've seen that. Now they fake that jet sweep a bunch here, Bob, and then Grand Jeanette kept it. This time they give it to Barker, and he turns it into a decent gain.
Hutton gets him out of bounds, but a nice gain by Barker.
Down to the 12, 7 yard gain. Second down and three there for Blue Earth area. As the Bucks knocking on the door, trying to answer the 69-yard drive for a touchdown that Lesueur Henderson just had. Second and three at the Giant 12. And Grand Jeanette will keep it. He'll try to get it left side. Does. Finds a hole. Gets inside the five. And down for another Buck first down. First and goal coming up for Blue Earth area. Ball on the 3 yard line.
Well, Grand Jeanette's going to have a workout here. He's working yard.
On the stop. First and goal on the three.
So first and goal, 3 yard line for Blue Earth area. This drive started on their own 30 yard line. Two receivers to the left. Huskins split wide to the right. Grand Jeanette dropped the snap. Now he picks it up, runs left side, and he's in for the touchdown. He dropped the snap, And the snap was okay from O'Hara, but he picks it up and takes it in the 3 yards for the touchdown. And the Bucks on the board again. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. So the Bucks will go for two now. Six plays, 70 yards on that drive. So the Bucks with Grandjeanette in the shotgun. They'll try to run it. Grandjeanette runs into traffic, and he's going to be brought down and does not convert the two-point conversion.
Lewis on the stop for the Giants.
So the Giants hold on to the lead, 5:43 to go in the first half. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, it's LeSueur Henderson 14, Blue Earth Area 12. We're back in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in LeSueur at 5:43 to go till halftime. Bucks with a six-play, 70-yard drive, but they again fail on the extra point, a two-point try. Grandjeanette had the three-yard touchdown run, 14-12. And a low liner by Grandjeanette rolls to the 15-yard line. Picked up there and returned out near the 30-yard line by Joe Hutton, I believe it was. Yep, Hutton, the return man.
Make that Veland on the stop.
Veland on the stop for Blue Earth Area, and the Giants will start at their own 30-yard line, or 32-yard line? 30-yard line.
First and 10 there for LeSueur Henderson. 5:37 to go till halftime, so we'll see if the Giants can come back and put together a drive. Under center, Brody Behrens, and he'll hand it off straight up the middle. Sam Wagner on the carry comes bursting through with a good gain and a first down.
Sullivan on the stop for Blue Earth Area, but not until he hits the first down. So 12, Wagner.
Yeah, Wagner with a 12-yard gain on that run. He went right through the middle of everything there and came out the other side as the blocking was good in there. First and 10, 42 now for the Giants. Single back now, Sam Wagner. And Brody Behrens on an option. We'll keep it and turn it upfield to the 41-yard line.
Rose now on the stop for Blue Earth there.
46-yard line, rather. Second down and six to go from the 46. .45 left now. Clock running here in the first half. Pretty good battle here going tonight.
Good offensive battle.
Yeah. Defenses are having some trouble slowing it down, and now an encroachment call on Blue Earth Area. Peyton O'Hara jumping. So 5-yard penalty on the Bucks will make it second and one now.
Second down and one.
At the Buck 49 for the Giants. Second down, just a yard to go. That kind of changes the play here, maybe. Brody Behrens under center. And Behrens pitches to the left side to Sam Wagner. Wagner runs, and he's got the first down and more inside the Buck 45 to near the 42.
After a first down. Now Blake, he's got
to back up. Juba knocked him out of bounds, but not before they had a first down.
Ball spotted on the Buck 43-yard line. First and 10 there, down to 4:11 left to go here in the first half. Wagner comes out of the backfield. He'll be in the slot right side now. Single setback. And Brody Barrett to throw. Fires left side. It is caught on the far sideline. Joe Hutton, I believe, over there. And Hutton gets to about the buck 38. 5 yard gain, second and five.
Grinnello in on the tackle.
Grinnello on the stop for Blue Earth Area.
It'll be second down and six. Chain game tonight, Jamie Miller.
Second down for the Giants, who are on the move again. Kind of going back and forth with some decent drives by both teams. So second down for the Giants at the buck 38 yard line. Handoff goes to Doherty, off left tackle, and he'll be stacked up for a short gain. To the 36, he got a couple.
Rosen now on the stop for Blue Earth there.
So third down, and about three to go for the Giants. Clock continues to run. 3 minutes left here in the first half. Third down, Giants will send three out to the right this time. As they spread it out, Brody Barrett back to throws, got his man caught inside the 30, broke a tackle, still on his feet, broke another tackle, and finally is brought down inside the buck 15-yard line.
Jeez. Rosen now on the stop, finally, for Blue Earth Area, but he broke about four tackles there.
Yeah, missed tackles there, not good on the Buck defense. It's a first down for the Giants now at the Buck 14-yard line. 2.5 minutes and counting left to go here in the first half. 14-12. Le Sueur Henderson leads on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And a second down, or a first down and 10 at the buck 14-yard line. They'll give it to Wagner. And Wagner's stacked up, doesn't get anything. Might have lost a yard there.
Tackled by Grinnello.
Grinnello and
Gomez
on the stop.
Second down and 11 at the 15-yard line. Lost a yard there. 1:46 and counting to go. And they'll go with trips out to the left this time. Hutton, Furman, and Wagner all out to the left. Back to throw. Barrett looking that way. Goes to
wide
that
open
corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
Nobody.
There was nobody there. He got behind it. Sam Wagner makes the touchdown catch. Closest guy to the ball for Blue Earth Area was Huskins, but he was far enough away. And a 15-yard touchdown pass.
Nice
from
pass.
Brody Barrett to Sam Wagner for the score. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They'll work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Extra point try is good by George Doherty. 1:29 left to go in the first half. And on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, it's Le Sueur Henderson 21, Blue Earth Area 12. Back in a moment.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Well, it was an 8-play, 70-yard drive by Le Sueur Henderson that time. Brody Barrett on a 15-yard touchdown pass to Wagner. Kick was good. And the Giants lead it 21-12 over Blue Earth Area as the big guy, George Doherty, ready to kick it off again for the Giants. Barker and Grandjeanette deep for the Bucks. Kick to the far side. Barker will field it at around the 10. Now he hands it off to Grandjeanette, who will take off around the right side, cuts back to the middle across the 35 and tackled just shy of the 40. And it'll be first and 10 for the Bucks there on the kickoff, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality. Check them out for your wedding, school dance, or next party at stageonesound.com. Kind of up and down the field a little bit here tonight, Bob.
Yes, it is. I think whoever has the ball last is probably going to win the game.
Bucks are just in a kind of extra point deficit here. Even if they touch down in two, they won't even be able to tie it here, but they'll try to put something together before halftime. Pass in the flat, caught by Barker. That's Gage Barker on the catch. Struggles his way to about the 43-yard line, second down there.
Barrett on the stop for the Giants.
Gain of four, second and six. At the 44-yard line for Blue Earth Area. 58 seconds left in the first half. Grandjeanette going to have to hurry. Puts Caden Jube in motion. They fake the handoff to him on the jet sweep. Grandjeanette keeps it. Good run. And he gets to the Giant 47.
Timeout, Blue Earth, first down.
And that is a first down to the Giant 47-yard line. Gain of nine on that play. And a timeout called with 42 seconds left to go here in the first half. Our last football broadcast for Minnesota here is on Wednesday next week. As the regular season wrapping up, Bucks will host Sibley East. That's the game we'll have on 98.1 FM next Tuesday.
That was the first charge timeout for the Bucks.
And so first and 10, that was the Bucks' first timeout. They still have two left to use. First and 10 now at the Giant 47. 42 seconds to go. See if the Bucks can put together some kind of magic and get a score before halftime. Grandjeanette wants to throw. He's got time. Rolls to his left now. Now he's going to have to take off and run. And he does up the sideline and goes out of bounds at about the 32-yard line.
Good move by Grandjeanette to get out of bounds, stop the clock.
And he picked up 15 on that play. God, I wonder how many yards rushing.
Well, he's got to be about 100 already.
Yeah, he's had some big runs here tonight. Another 15-yard run there. First and 10 at the 32 of LeSueur Henderson for the Bucks. He got out of bounds there. Stopped the clock with 33 seconds to go till halftime. Barker and Huskins to the right. Salinas and Juba, the left side. They fake it to Juba, kept by Grandjeanette again.
Bubble!
And they strip the ball from him, and the Giants recover.
Barrett, I think.
Well, I didn't see who it was, but he went in there and stripped it beautifully from Grandjeanette.
Barrett, I think, is the guy that got the recovery.
And so fumble, turns it over to LeSueur Henderson, and that drive comes to an end. And it's another turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. First and 10 Giants going back the other way at the 29, and they hit a strike out in the near sideline to the big guy Nolan Weber. And it's a first down out to the 45-yard line.
Giants call timeout.
So they started at the 29 after the fumble. First and 10 on the 45 now, and we have a timeout with 20 seconds to go till halftime. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. LeSueur and Henderson leading Blue Earth Area 21-12. Back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
20 seconds left to go till halftime. Giants first and 10 on the 45-yard line. Brody Behrens under center. Single setback is Doherty. He'll give it to Doherty. Straight ahead run, still on his feet across the 50, breaks tackles, and finally dragged down by Barker from behind near the Buck 35. That guy is a beast.
He is a tough runner.
To the 40 is where he went down, actually. So first and 10, LeSueur Henderson there, 12 seconds left to go. Buck's just trying to keep him I'm doing something crazy right before the half here. Slot and wide out on each side. Doherty's actually out in a slot right side, and all kinds of misconfusion there. Some guys went on that snap and some didn't. False start on the Giants. 5 yards, first and 15 now at the Buck 45.
Result of that play will be a first down.
And 12 seconds left here in the first half.
Timeout, Giants.
Now the Giants want a timeout. So with 12 seconds to go, we'll take a quick break. 21-12, LeSueur Henderson leads. Back in a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
We're back here in LeSueur. Bucks just trying to get this half over without giving up any more points, as the Giants have it. First down and 15 at the Buck 45-yard line. Brody Behrens is alone in the backfield in the shotgun. Back to throw. Looks left, throws, it's caught. And inside the 30, down to near the 25-yard line, the catch by Joe Hutton.
Nice route, nice pass, and a nice gain.
Make that Jack Furman, I think, that caught it.
6 seconds remaining, Giants first down.
6 seconds to go. As soon as they move the sticks, well, they called a timeout. So the Giants have one left here, I think. And they have a first and 10 at the Buck 25-yard line. Another 20-yard pass there.
The Giants are out of timeouts.
Okay, that was their last one. Coming up halftime, we'll check the scoring summary here. It's been kind of an entertaining first half here. We'll back and forth. Blueworth area having trouble with the extra points. And so they are down by 9 because of that right now at 2 scores. So Giants with just 6 seconds left to go here in the first half. And here's Behrens in the shotgun. This time he's got Doherty in the backfield with him. Back to throw. And from behind, tackled for a loss. A sack there. Joe Bell got to him.
That's halftime.
And that'll do it for the first half. So Joe Bell with a sack to end the first half. A sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brand and David Roper, your Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Blue Earth. Halftime and a 21-12 lead for LeSueur Henderson on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And we're back with our halftime report coming up in a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here in Le Sueur, and it's time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. Bob Hansen with Ty Sturtz here at halftime.
Well, Coach, your thoughts on the first half, kind of a track meet here.
Yeah, for sure. We're both teams are running the ball pretty well, so we want to clean up a few things defensively, but just keep plugging away at it for sure.
Now, did Cook find something there that with Grand Jeanette that they think they can exploit this second half?
For sure. We found a few things that are working well for us. Grand Jeanette's a great athlete, so we want to keep having him make some plays for us, but we're going to just keep looking at it and see what we can get there.
Okay, anything else defensively now that you guys are going to try to change to slow down the Giants? They're trying to run the pass or get some passes.
Yep.
And they're running the ball fairly well. Anything there that you see that you need to change?
Not really. We just want to make sure we're getting everybody to the football, especially on the run and the gang tackle there as much as we can. Pass-wise, we're covering things okay. We need to get to them a little bit more defensively from our defensive linemen, but at the end there we finally did.
So more pressure from the front four. Absolutely. Yeah. Bell had the big sack here right at the end here, so maybe they got some things going there. But anything else that you think of that before we start the second half, you get the ball, you need to go down and score?
Yeah, I think we want to establish the run for sure right away and get going from there, and hopefully we can make a game of this, really have some fun with it.
Okay, best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot there.
All righty, there you go. Ty Sturtz chatting there with Bob Hansen. And halftime, our score, 21-12. It's Le Sueur Henderson on top of Blue Earth Area. We'll come back and take a look at the scoring summary from the first half after we take this timeout for Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Back here at Le Sueur, halftime, 21-12. Let's take a look at the scoring summary. Le Sueur Henderson opened the game on the first possession and marched right down the field. Six plays, 80 yards. And it was Brody Behrens on an 18-yard run. No good on the extra point, 6-0. Le Sueur Henderson with the lead. Couple possessions later, Blue Earth Area scoring on a five-play, 66-yard drive. Grand Jeanette on a 24-yard run for the touchdown. The extra point kick, no good. And we're tied at 6. Giants came back with the next score of the game, a 6-play, 69-yard drive. And George Doherty on a 36-yard run. Two-point conversion was good, and the Giants led it 14-6. But the Bucks came back with a drive of their own, 6 plays, 70 yards. Grand Jeanette on a 3-yard run to cap it off. The two-point conversion try, no good. And 14-12, Giants holding on to the two-point lead. They get another score in the second quarter, an 8-play, 70-yard drive. Brody Behrens on a 15-yard touchdown pass to Sam Wagner, and the extra point kick was good. That made it 21-12, and that's where we're at right now. 21-12, Le Sueur Henderson leading Blue Earth Area here at halftime. And that is your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. We'll check in on our prep sports update coming up here at halftime after we take this two-minute timeout.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Friday, October 11th, sponsored by Friends and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. It's week 7 in high school football here in Minnesota, our final full week of the regular season. And we've got some great ones for you tonight, starting down in Mankato. It's East versus West. Both teams are ranked in the top 10. They play for the Cato Jug, and Mankato West has won the past 18 games in this rivalry. The East Cougars, however, are 5-1 and poised to bring back home the Jug. That game at Minnesota State tonight. A battle of the unbeatens in 5A. Number 2, Moorhead at Alexandria. Minnetonka is at Buffalo. Both teams are 5-1. And in Class 4A, number 3, Orono at number 2, Totino Grace. Another undefeated matchup. Section playoffs also underway this weekend. Things are heating up in soccer as their section finals are already next week.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Sydney Erickson from Fertile Beltrami High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I've played it since I was in fourth grade, and I had a really good experience growing up, and I just have always enjoyed getting to know other teams and playing against those teams that we always thought we couldn't beat, and having a team that we all know we can work together and are able to beat teams like that.
Yeah, Sydney loves basketball, but she's fond of her many activities, choir, FFA, honor society, and yearbook, just to name a few. But nothing compares to life on the family farm.
Agriculture means like everything I could possibly think of. It's like the main word, probably in my vocabulary. I've grown up with it my entire life, and not very many people realize that if we didn't have agriculture, that we wouldn't have most things in the world, because literally everything you look at comes from agriculture.
I'm Casey Grayson, and now we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one goes out to Ryan Phelps, who's just completed his 5,000th show. Well, it turns out Ryan was raised by ferrets in southern Minnesota, but he had dreams of making it as a sportscaster. He sat down one night and listened to his favorite song, Surrender, by Cheap Trick's Live at Budokan album. And now he's going strong with 5,000 shows. Congratulations, Ryan. And now, on with the countdown.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
We may be your parents' bank, but we can also be your bank. At Friends and Bank and Trust, we offer a variety of financial solutions, including interest-earning checking accounts with easy online and mobile banking features. Add your Friends and debit card to your phone's mobile wallet and download the app to control your cash whenever you go. Visit friendsandbank.com to get started. Friends and Bank and Trust, real people, real results.
Member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the Heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here in Le Sueur, halftime, the Giants leading Blue Earth Area 21-12. And a look at some scores around for high school football here tonight. Cannon Falls leading Dover Yota 22-0. It is Maple River up on Sibley East 41-0. Pipestone leads Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial 7-0. Wyndham over Sleepy Eye United. Actually, that's tied 6-6 at halftime. Triton and Caledonia are tied at 14 at halftime. Rushford Peterson and Lewiston Altura are tied at 12 at the half. Chatfield defeating Lake City 35-6. Minnesota Valley Lutheran and Redwood Valley are tied at 6. That's kind of a surprise there. And let's see if we can find any other ones of interest here. St. James up on Tracy Milroy Ballaton, 12-7. And that's about what we got here. So what did you, Bob, the Mankato schools? That's quite a spectacle going on there tonight. We saw the old Governor
Wall's entourage.
Yes, we did, on the way to St. Peter.
Ten highway patrolmen and cars lined up all over on going south into Mankato.
Coming down 169, you would have thought the president was here or something.
Well, just about.
Well, yeah. Or a guy running for president anyway. Fairmont leading Worthington 42-0. And how about that? Is that a 4A game? Would that be 4A, Mankato West and East?
Probably.
Or that's 5A, I bet. Let me see if I can
find... Oh, I don't think they're that big.
Yeah, they are. Mankato West is leading East 14-0 at halftime.
Ooh.
So West has the lead. Both those teams were unbeaten, I think.
West had a couple losses, I think.
Oh, did they?
Okay. But Governor Walz was going to give the pep talk to West, so that was his old school, so maybe he got them all fired up.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a look at some of the scores around the area. And Here it is a 21-12 lead for Le Sueur Henderson over Blue Earth Area.
And the Bucks get the ball to start the third quarter, and last week, as Cook said, that was their best quarter of the year, the third quarter last week's game. They moved the ball, scored, and so we'll see if they can come out and do that again this quarter, or this quarter here at Le Sueur.
So both teams have given up some points here in the game, but what has to happen to swing this toward the Bucks here?
Well, I think they got to keep running Grand Jeanette. He's going to be sore tomorrow, but I think he's got probably 20 carries in him this half, because that's the only thing that's worked for him is his long runs.
Yeah, I don't know how many yards rushing he had in the first half, but it's a bunch. He had some long runs and scored on, let's see, a 24-yard touchdown run, and he also had a three-yarder in there as well, so he scored both of the touchdowns on rushing in the first half. So, halftime 21-12. We're going to come back. Second half kickoff coming up in just a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Kickoff by George Doherty, received by Gage Barker. Barker returns it out to about the 35-yard line in the opening kickoff second half, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. Call or check out their website at stageonesound.com.
Wolf on the tackle for the Giants on Grand Jeanette, or on Barker.
First and 10 at the 35 is where the Bucks will start here on offense. As we begin the third quarter, and the Bucks playing catch up here. They fake the jet sweep. They've run that a bunch here tonight. Grand Jeanette keeps it, but this time Le Sueur Henderson ready for it. Keeps him to about a 3-yard gain.
Doherty on the stop with help from Mendez.
Forward progress to the 39. Second and 6 at the 39 for Blue Earth Area. Grand Jeanette has carried the ball a lot here tonight. And this is not unusual for a Randy Kuchenmeister offense. He's had running quarterbacks a lot of years here. Back to throw. This time, Grand Jeanette caught by Huskins. He'll be short of the first down. And a third and 1 or 2 coming up for the Bucks. Huskins was hit almost immediately after he caught that one. To the 42, a gain of 3, third down and 3 now for the Bucks there.
Hutton on the stop for the Giants.
So a key 3rd and 3 to try to keep this opening drive in the second half alive for Blue Earth Area. Grand Jeanette's going to try to run for it. Cuts to the middle, first down, and he's off to the races across the 50, the 40, 35, 30. Breaks more tackles. He's gone. Nobody's going to catch him, and he goes in for the touchdown. And Grand Jeanette does it again. 60. This time a 58-yard touchdown run. Wow. Three plays. And Grand Jeanette's having a big night here, Bob.
Yes, he is. And he's going to have a lot more carries, I think, before the night's over.
That was from the 42, so a 58-yard touchdown run.
Let's get this extra point this time.
Bucks have struggled with that as of late. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Going for two again are the Bucks here. After the 58-yard run by Grandjeanette. And they will pass for it. Grandjeanette rolling left. Can't find anybody. Now he's going to try to run for it, but he won't get there. And the two-point conversion fails. 10:30 left to go in the third quarter. Bucks close within three on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. LeSueur Henderson leads it 21-18. We're back in a moment.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Three plays, 65 yards on that drive for the Bucks. 58-yard touchdown run by Jacob Grandjeanette. Two-point conversion fails. And so LeSueur Henderson leads on extra points, 21-18. As Grandjeanette now tees it up to start the kickoff after the score. Squib kick. And that's going to be out of bounds. And so the squib kick by Grandjeanette goes out of bounds.
Mr.
Henderson will probably take it at the 35. And so...
first down, starting at the 35.
That's where they will start. So the Giants back on offense. Bucks, nice drive to start the second half, but the extra point woes kind of continue a little bit. So Brody Barrett lines him up, and he'll go shotgun right away. Back to throw on first down. He's got a man. It is caught by Nolan Weber. The big 6'7" tight end makes the catch out to the 47 for a first down.
Tackle by Grandjeanette.
And another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. 12-yard gain. First and 10 on the 47. And this time, Barrett under center, option right. He pitches it to Sam nice Wagner, play. And Wagner gets across the 50 to the 48-yard line.
Parker turned him in. Grandjeanette made the tackle for Blue Earth area.
Still got 5 yards on that run, though. Second and five at the Buck 48-yard line now.
Second down and five.
So it is a second and five now for the Giants. They're across midfield now at the Buck 48-yard line. Split backs behind Barrett. And they'll give it to Doherty this time. Doherty right side is tackled nicely there by Veland. Grabbed a hold of him and would not let him go.
And he's a load. That was a nice tackle.
Yeah, Veland's given up some pounds there. He's 165, Hunter is, and George Doherty's 240.
Like I said, good tackle.
Gain of three, third and two now for the Giants at the Buck 45-yard line. And Barrett under center again. Split backs behind him a little offset. Hand off to Doherty again, and he'll bowl his way forward for another first down.
Blag and Veland on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Veland and Blag on the tackle.
So to the Buck 42-yard line for the first down. Another 3-yard gain there by Doherty. 8:37 left to go here in the third quarter. 21-18. LeSueur Henderson leads. on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Split backs. Here's a pitch to Sam Wagner. Wagner going to try to get outside. Now he cuts it back and goes inside the buck 40. And he picked up about three on the play.
Phelan and Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth Area.
Second down and seven from the 39-yard line. 8 minutes now to go here in this third quarter. The difference is extra points. Each team has scored three times here tonight. Bucks just haven't been able to convert on extra points here. 21-18 the score. Second down and seven at the Buck 39-yard line now for LeSueur Henderson. And off Doherty. Cuts right to the middle and is brought down for a short gain. Third down coming up to the 37, maybe a couple on the play. Third and five coming up now for the Giants.
On the tackle. Third down and five.
Veland on the stop for Blue Earth Area.
Hunter Veland's making a lot of tackles here tonight.
Blake also in on that tackle.
And so third down and five now for the Giants at the Buck 37. Split backs behind Brody Behrendt again. He'll do a two-step drop, throws a pass, caught left side, and after the catch, running for the first down is number 16, Joe Hutton, making the catch.
Granillo on the stop.
And to the Buck 30-yard line, a 7-yard gain, good enough for another Giant first down. First and 10 on the Buck 30. The Giants on the move again here in this third quarter, trying to add to their three-point lead. And the split backs behind Behrendt. And a handoff to Doherty. And he is dragging tacklers with him down to near the 20-yard line.
Rosenau and Granillo on the stop for Blue Earth Area.
Picked up nine on the play. Second and one at the Buck 21-yard line.
Gomez back into the ballgame for Blue Earth Area.
Wonder how many guys George Doherty can carry on his back. He almost found out there.
Yeah.
Second and one at the 21. Doherty's alone in the backfield now with Hunter Veland under center and trips to the right. And they'll just stick with it to Doherty. Big hole left side, and he's going to walk into the end zone. Oh, my goodness. Once the block was made at the line of scrimmage there, Bob, there was nobody.
No.
I don't know what
those
happened.
Defensive backs, they were scattered.
Well, they were over where the trips were, and they went the other way with it. Nice play call there. And LeSueur Henderson, a 21-yard touchdown run by George Doherty. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. Doherty now for the extra point. Snap's good. Kick is up, and it is good. 5:37 to go, third quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Now, LeSueur Henderson leading 28-18. We're back in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Nine plays, 65 yards on the LeSueur Henderson drive. And George Doherty, a 21-yard touchdown run. The kick good, 28-18 now. LeSueur Henderson has the lead as Doherty prepares to kick it off to Grandjeanette and Barker. And here comes the kick. Doherty. Line drives one over to the far side, fielded there by Barker, trying to get around the right edge. He does, 30, 35, 40, and will be tackled there at around the 40-yard line on the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. For your next event, have Stage One Sound take care of the entertainment for you. Go to stageonesound.com for more information.
Doherty on the stop for the Giants.
And the Bucks now down by a couple scores again. First and 10 on their own 40-yard line. And we'll see if it's the Jacob Grandjean show here again. He ran a 58-yard touchdown run on the last possession. And they start first and 10 on the 40. Fake the jet to Juba, kept by Grandjean. There's that play again. And Grandjean across the 50. And gets down to near the 48-yard line of
Barron. Wilkie and Barron on the stop for the Giants. But another nice gain.
12-yard gain to the LeSueur Henderson 48. First and 10 for the Bucks there. Grandjean has been the workhorse here tonight. Fourth. 49 left to go here in the third quarter. And in motion comes Juba again. They fake the jet sweep. Back to throw, going deep downfield. And
just
overthrown. Intended for Huskins over on the far sideline. And that was close, Bob.
That was close. That was a nice throw from Grandjean. Let him just a little too much. About a step.
And he did have about a step on his defender there. If the pass had been just a little bit less on it. Second and 10 now for the Bucs at the Giant 48. So the Bucs now with two receivers left. Huskins split out to the right. In motion, Juba again. And the fake the handoff again to Juba on the jet sweep, and off the other way goes Grandjean around the left end inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. Another Buck first down.
Barrett on the tackle and also trying for the strip, and he had it last time and didn't get it this time.
And another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 now. Bucks at the Giant 29-yard line. Huskins and Juba to the right. Barker left. Now he goes in motion. They'll fake the jet to him. No, they give it to him. And Barker has it. Turns it upfield. He races down the middle. Right up the seam, and he takes it inside the five and tackled at the three-yard line, and they finally did give it to the jet sweep, and LeSueur Henderson was thinking Grandjean was going to keep that again.
Right, and Barrett made the tackle at the three.
So that's been primarily what we've seen from Blue Earth Area here tonight. Either they fake the jet, Grandjean keeps it, and occasionally they give it on the jet. That time it worked nicely to Barker. First and goal at the three now for Blue Earth Area. Grandjean's going to keep it. Run straight ahead, and he's in easily for another Buck touchdown. 3-yard run, and up and down we go here tonight. Five plays, 60 yards on that drive for Blue Earth Area. Capped off by the 3-yard run by Jacob Grandjean. And they'll try a two-point conversion again after the touchdown, brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, and they work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. And here's Grandjean to throw for two over the middle, and it's caught! Bobbled. It was tipped by the defender, but Branson Huskins comes down with it, and they finally convert on a two-point conversion. 3:26 left to go, third quarter. And a two-point game now. LeSueur Henderson still holding on to the lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 28-26. We're back in a moment.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
Jacob Grandjeanette ready to kick it off after the Buck touchdown. Five plays, 60 yards. Grandjeanette on a three-yard touchdown run and the two-point conversion good. Here's the kickoff, fielded by Joe Hutton. Hutton coming around the near side. 40, 45, still on his feet down the sideline. If he stayed in bounds, he may score. Oh, they didn't get him out, and he will score. Caden Juba tried to push him out of bounds, but he bounced off of him, stayed in, and he returns it. But 85 yards or so for the touchdown?
I'd say, I think about 85. He was at 15, I think, when he picked it up.
And so Hutton on a kickoff return for a touchdown, and it's now 34-26. And this is getting wild here, Bob. Jeez. Has anybody not scored yet in this half on their possessions? I don't think so. So the
trying
kickoff
to go up
return.
Nine.
Joe Hutton, 85-yard kickoff return. Here's the extra point kick.
Good.
And it is good. 3:11 now to go here in the third quarter. And the Giants on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard have a 35-26 lead. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
85-yard touchdown return. Joe Hutton on the kickoff. Kick good, 35-26. LeSueur Henderson leads as George Doherty gets set to kick it off again.
There were a lot of missed tackles on that kickoff return.
Well, they tried to push him out a couple times, and he didn't go out of bounds. Instead of making the tackle, they tried to bounce him out of bounds, and he just stayed in. Here's the kick by Doherty. Barker on the return right side. Gets close to the 40 on the return, so decent field position for Blue Earth area again. Can anybody stop anybody?
Offensive coordinator's dream here, I think. All plays work.
One, two, three. Four.
Reinhardt on the tackle for running him out of bounds, I guess, pushed him out of bounds for the Giants. Start on the 43-yard line.
There have been 14 possessions in this game by both teams, and only five of them have not resulted in points. So the halves are winning over the have-nots here, I guess. And the Bucks now first and 10 on the 43. Grandjeanette will start it with a run left side, and he only gets about a yard.
Second. Doherty on the stop with help from number 30. Tiki, I think his name is.
Yep, that's correct. Tiki. Waylon Tiki. Getting a few spot minutes here. Grandjeanette now to Barker, trying the jet sweep right side, and that didn't work either, only a yard gain. Third and eight coming up. Third and eight at the 45. Giants looking to get a hold here. Nobody's been able to do that yet this half.
Doherty on the stop for the Giants with help from, I think, Wilkie.
Second down, or a third down, and eight to go for the Bucks now. at their own 45-yard line. Grandjeanette wants to throw, but here comes a rush and a sack. That is number 72.
Telejohn.
Peyton Telejohn on the blitz from his outside linebacker spot. Got to him for the sack back at the 41-yard line. And another sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones Financial Advisors of Blue Earth. Here's the punt by Grandjeanette. Fielded at the 23-yard line by Hutton, is it again?
Yep.
And he spins away from a couple of tacklers, still on his feet, going backwards across the 50-yard line and finally dropped at about the 46.
O'Hara on the stop for Blue Earth area, but a nice return by Hutton.
O'Hara on the stop.
He's a good returner, too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
To the Buck 45-yard line.
First down, Giants on the
Buccaneers. And a first and
10
there for the Giants. As they lead it 35-26. We're down to 59 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. And Barrett's under center, and he'll hand it off, but nothing there.
Wagner on the stop.
Wagner on the carry. There you go. No gain there.
Rosenau
on the tackle.
Well, they give him forward progress for a yard. Second and nine at the Buck 44 now for the Giants. Guy's got to be getting tired out there going up and down the field like we have tonight.
Yes, they are. Grandjeanette's really tired.
Second and nine from the Buck 44. Barrett wants to throw, and he's going to get sacked instead. He pumped once. Probably should have let it go then, because he held on to it to try to throw and was sacked for a big loss there.
Carter Rosenau for the Blue Earth area.
And another sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt, here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Blue Earth. And the third quarter has come to an end. At the end of three on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, LeSueur Henderson leading Blue Earth area 35-26. Back in a minute.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here in LeSueur, we head to the fourth quarter, and the Giants have looked pretty good here tonight, leading 35-26 over Blue Earth area. And they have a second and nine right now at their own 46-yard line. Going deep on this one, and flags come down. It was Doherty downfield there, the intended receiver, and flags in the area.
I think they got Grandjeanette for pass interference.
So, I don't know what... what was going on there? Weren't they supposed to be on the Buck 44? Why are they...
they lost. They had a loss.
Oh, they did. Oh, that's right. I forgot about the sack right before the half there. Never mind.
Third and about three.
All right, so it was third and long there, and the 15-yard penalty now puts it at third and three. So that's what happened there. And so now here's a pass play on third and three, caught left side by Joe Hutton, and he will run for the first down after the catch inside the buck 35.
Hutton's a good runner after the catch.
Yeah.
Granillo on the tackle.
To the buck 34-yard line, first and 10 there. We're just into the fourth quarter. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard has Le Sueur Henderson up by a score of 35-26. And the Giants on the drive again, first and 10 now at the Blue Earth area, 34. Brody Barrett. Offset. Split behind him, and here's the handoff to Wagner this time. And Sam Wagner down to the buck 26-yard line. Even though Wagner's not real big like Doherty, Sam is a tough tackle too, isn't he? 6'1", 185, and now he's got a cramp, it looks like.
Yep. Rosenau on the tackle for Blue Earth area, but Wagner's down with, it looks like, a cramp.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break here. 11:05 left to go in the game. 35-26. Le Sueur Henderson leading Blue Earth area on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back after this timeout.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Ball on the buck 26. It was indeed just a cramp for Sam Wagner. He's off okay. 8-yard gain on that play. Second and two now at the buck 26. And they'll pitch it.
Graham.
And on the carry is number 18, Jack Furman, who moved to the backfield on that one, and he was dropped for a loss.
Furman on the carry.
Third and five, huh? Or about four.
So he lost a couple there. Third and four at the buck 28-yard line.
Wagner back into the ball game for the Giants.
And number 12, Grady Graham, was in there for a minute. He came in as a wideout when they moved Furman to the backfield. Third and four at the 28. Split backs behind Brody Barrett. And he's going to throw. Straight drop. Throws right sides. Got his man. Caught at the buck 20. Turns and runs. And he's tackled inside the 5-yard line. And it's going to be first and goal for the Giants there.
Guess who?
That Hutton. Was Hutton on the catch again, wasn't it? It's had a nice night here for the Giants. And his knee went down at the four, so first and goal for the Giants at the buck 4-yard line.
Grand Jeanette and Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
And Brody Barrett goes under center. Offset split behind him for the running backs. Hand off to the big guy. Was there a fumble? There was in there, but Giants got it back, I think.
Covered by the Giants.
Yep. Lost a yard on the fumble, though. Second and goal at the 5-yard line. Little bad exchange there between Barrett and George Doherty. So second down and goal for the Giants at the buck 5-yard line. We are in the final quarter, and Le Sueur Henderson, they score here. It's going to be a tough road for the Bucks to try to come back from here with coming up on 9 minutes left to go in the game. Split backs behind Doherty. Rolling left. Doherty now Brody Barrett will run with it, and he takes it in for the score. Another option there for Brody Barrett, and he saw the opening, took it himself, and he scores from 5 yards out. And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, and they provide a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. So Barrett's on the 5 yard run. Here's the extra point try now by George Doherty. Kick is on the way, and it is good. 8:47 left to go in the game on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. It's LeSueur Henderson 42, Blue Earth Area 26. Back in a moment.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here in LeSueur, 8 plays, 45 yards on that drive for the Giants. And Brody Barrett on the 5 yard run, the kick good, 42 to 26. LeSueur Henderson with the lead. George Doherty will kick it off. And the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality for your next big event, wedding, school, dance, party, whatever you got going on. Check out stageonesound.com. And on the return, the Bucks fumble. Fran Jeanette was carrying it at the 30. Ball loose, and LeSueur Henderson has recovered.
Gain on the recovery.
Another turnover right there, brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair at Blue Earth, 507-236-9717. Fumbled kickoff return, and now LeSueur Henderson has it back again on the Buck 30-yard line. And down to 8:37 left to go in the game. Pass out to the right side, and it's caught by Joe Hutton. Hutton, after the catch, makes a run down to about the 26, gain of 5 yards. So second down and 5 to go now for LeSueur Henderson at the 25 of Blue Earth area. Well, I don't think LeSueur Henderson's that terrible of a team here, really.
No.
I mean, they've looked pretty good here tonight. Joe Hutton's having a nice night.
Barrett's having a good night passing.
Yes, he is.
Doherty and Wagner both ran the ball well.
Back to throw, Barrett throws left side, open, Nolan Weber caught it, breaks a tackle, oh, then he fumbled out of bounds, out of the end zone. That should be a touchback, shouldn't it? I thought
that's
he fumbled
the 1 yard line, I think they called him down.
But the ball, I thought he fumbled it into the end zone and it went out of bounds, which would be a touchback, but unless it went out before the goal line,
first
but
goal,
they're
the
going to give it a first and goal at the 1. The Buck players were signaling touchback there. I thought they thought maybe that's what it'd be, but it's not. First and goal for the Giants at the 1 yard line. Barrett from the shotgun this time. Wants to throw. Pass right side. Caught by Sam Wagner, and he's in for the touchdown. And Wagner scores on a 1 yard touchdown catch. And that'll make it 48-26, and the dam has broken here in LeSueur. The Buck defense giving up a lot of points here in this second half. Doherty on for the extra point after another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop. They provide a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Extra point kick, a high one this time, but it went through. And Doherty gets the extra point. 7:25 to go on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 49-26. LeSueur Henderson leads. Back in a moment.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Back here in Le Sueur, and the Giants convert on a fumble on the kickoff return for another touchdown. They lead it now 49-26. Doherty ready to kick it off again, squibs it up the middle, and it's recovered right there by Veland at the 38. Well, I'm taking away one thing from the game tonight that's hurt Blue Earth area probably more than anything, Bob, and that is they have not tackled very well here tonight.
No, they haven't.
That was another touchdown where Nolan Weber, well, he didn't get in, but Weber caught that pass that set up the touchdown, and he was had a chance to be tackled further, way further upfield, but got away, and we've seen that a lot here tonight. First and 10 Bucks now. 40-yard line is where they spot it. Hand off to Ray.
Ray on the carry.
And Braden Ray goes to the 48-yard line.
Carter Wilkie on the stop for the Giants.
Gain of 8, second and 2.
Kellogg in on the tackle.
49-26, Le Sueur Henderson leads. We've got 7 minutes now left to go in the game.
Second down, 2.
So the Bucs facing a second and 2 here. And Grandjeanette will run it left side. And he's close to the first down. We'll see where the spot ends up. I think he got it across the 50.
First down, yes.
First down.
Got it to the Giant 49, first and 10 for the Bucks. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10, Bucks at the Giant 49-yard line now. And Grandjeanette sending Caden Juba in motion. Fakes it to him. Now rolls to the right. Wants to throw. And it's incomplete in the direction of Caden Juba. And a second down and 10 coming up for the Bucks.
Second down and 10.
On the Giant 49. Well, one last chance for the Bucks to get a win on Wednesday when they'll take on Sibley East in their final regular season game. And the Giants will go to 3-4 on the season with one more to go for them. Could possibly, with another win, get back to 500. Second and 10. Juba in motion again. Grandjeanette will keep it. Goes right side. And will be brought down at about the 47-yard line. Third down coming up.
Along with Wilkie.
Wilkie and Pettijohn on the stop for the Giants.
So third and about 8 now for the Bucks at the Giant 47. Sully Dahlberg in the game now goes out split to the left with Barker and Juba. And Branson Huskins out to the right. Back to throw. Grandjeanette can't get away and a sack. Nicely there.
Mason Johnson on the sack for the Giants.
And another sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. Wow, that's a sack all the way back to their own 43. So they lost about 9 on that sack, bringing up fourth down and 19. More than that, about 11 lost on that sack.
Huskins comes wide right.
So fourth down. And in motion, here comes Juba again, back to throw. Grand Jeanette deep over the middle, and it's incomplete. Joe Bell was the intended receiver. Bell lined up as a receiver there, and it's incomplete, so the Giants will take over on downs. And we'll see if they come with any subs here with a comfortable 49-26 lead here in this one. Looks like their ones are still out there, aren't they? But a timeout has been called.
Timeout, Blue Earth area.
4:22 left to go in the game on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 49-26. LeSueur Henderson leads. Back in a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the Heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here at LeSueur, and the twos are in. Jack Thielman at quarterback for LeSueur. Henderson hands it off to Mason Johnson, and he takes it to the house.
43 yards.
43-yard touchdown run by Mason Johnson, a 5'8", 160-pound sophomore. And it's now a 55-26 lead for LeSueur Henderson. And the extra point try this time will be by John Morales Gomez. Snap is down. Here's the kick, and it is up and good. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, featuring that nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard 56-26. LeSueur Henderson blowing it wide open here in the second half. We're back in a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids, and now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here in LeSueur, 4:11 left to go in what has turned into a rout here for LeSueur Henderson. And the Giants will kick it off. And let's see, the kick, short squibber, fallen on by one of the up guys here for Blue Earth area. And the Bucks will have it right around the 42-yard line or so. And, Bob, I don't know. This is the wheels fell off here for sure.
Yeah, they did.
This was a battle back and forth for
the first half.
Yeah, well, and into the third quarter, but the Giants have put a whooping on the Bucks here in the last quarter and a half of this one. 56-26 the score, 4:08 left to play. And we'll see a host of other Bucks in the game here now, I'm sure. And I don't know, Bucks are now taking a timeout, it looks like. So, Buck timeout with 4:08 to go. We'll be back in just a moment.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Back here in Le Sueur, Bucks have the ball, and a host of new players in the ball game, including quarterback Caden Juba, who now takes over with the snaps here for the Bucks, and he hands it off there for a gain to the 45.
We got Jacob Ghana in the ball game. Tristan Hansen is in it. The ball game. Number 61 in the ball game is Ian Veland. Number 75, Carlos Rodriguez.
So second and about seven for the Bucks at their own 45-yard line. Caden Juba now at quarterback, and he will fake the handoff and run himself right side, cuts back to the middle, and carries it down to the 47 of Le Sueur Henderson. That's a Buck first down.
Wyatt Gentlin on the stop for the Giants.
Let's see, who do we have in there? Four running backs here. Ball now at the Le Sueur Henderson 47. And taking a little while to get the play in here.
Devin Reeves in the ball game for Blue Earth area. Number 23 in the ball game. Noah Lane, running back, is number six.
Timmy Nagel back there. They'll hand it off to Nagel. He fumbled it, and he goes back, and I think he got on it. He did.
Tackled by number 65.
So Nagel drops Nelson, but made his own recovery at the 50-yard line. 2:24 left to go in the game. And a second down and 13 for Blue Earth area at the 50. And the Bucks taking a while in the huddle here. Juba brings them out. Timmy Nagel is his running back. And the run will be by Juba. Running left side, cuts back to the middle. Now he gets outside. 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10. Still on his feet, and he's close to the goal line, but couldn't quite get in. He's tackled at the 1 yard line. And it'll be first and goal Bucks at the Le Sueur Henderson 1. Nice run by Caden there.
Yeah, that was a good run.
Well, he showed his speed there. That's one thing.
First and goal on the
line. He is quick once he gets in the open field. And so Bucks down to the 1 yard line. 2 yard line, I guess, is where they spot it. First and goal there. Down to 106 left to go here in the game. Juba will take the snap and run himself left side. Nobody over there, and he's cartwheeled at the goal line. Did the ball come loose before he got in, or did they?
Touchdown.
They signaled touchdown. So it is a touchdown for Juba. A 2 yard run, and the Bucks finally get another score. It's 56-32 with 55 seconds left to go in the game. And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. If you've got troubles with your vehicle, check out Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. So they'll go for two again here. Juba from the shotgun, Nagel the running back. And back to throw is Juba. And he throws over slant left side in the direction of 23, Noah Lane, incomplete. So the two-point conversion fails, 55 seconds to go. And it's a 56-32 lead for LeSueur Henderson. Back in a moment.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back here in LeSueur as the Bucks get ready to kick it off with 55 seconds left to go here in the game. And we're waiting on the Bucks to come out with the kicking team here. And I'm guessing that it's going to be... Is it going to be who?
Looks like Omar Gomez.
Okay. Omar Gomez will do the kickoff here. Brought to you by Stage One Sound. For your next wedding, school dance, or party, call Dan Warner to take care of you. Check out the information at stageonesound.com. And fielded and taking a knee is Jack Furman. And the Giants are just going to run it out here. A couple snaps, and we should be done here from LeSueur tonight. Not quite what I was expecting, Bob. We had a close game, and then things just went south in a hurry on the Bucks there as it rolled through the third quarter. Ball at the 25 for LeSueur Henderson, and I'm sure their quarterback, who is Jack Thielman, that's in there now, has been instructed to take a knee. And he does. One more probably to run it out here. So our final score here from LeSueur Henderson tonight is going to be 56-32 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And the Bucks still winless with one game to go. One more knee, and that'll do it. Final score here from LeSueur. LeSueur Henderson, 56, Blue Earth Area, 32, and we're back in a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most. The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in LeSueur, and what can we say about a game like that, Bob? It was what we thought was going to be a close game to the end, and then just everything went wrong. Bucks were missing tackles. They turned it over. They couldn't stop LeSueur's offense. It was just an avalanche of not good.
It wasn't. And, you know, they've got one more chance here now to get a win against Sibley East, and I think that's what they just got to put this one to bed and forget about it and be ready for them on Wednesday night.
That will be our broadcast Wednesday night. Final regular season game, Blue Earth Area hosting Sibley East. You can tune in here on 98 Country for that one next Wednesday night. We'll have it for you. So once again, the final score here from LeSueur. Lesueur Henderson 56, Blue Earth Area 32. Bucks fall to 0-7 on the year, and Lesueur Henderson raising their record to 3-4. And we'll be back with the final Buck game Wednesday night, MEA week next week. So Wednesday night action of high school football here on 98 Country. Thanks to Kim back at the station. For Bob Hansen, I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Football here on KBW. Today's game has been brought to you by Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, by Hy-Vee of Fairmont, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance, by New Way K&H Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Stateline Cooperative, by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front, Lundquist & Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, and by Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth. Blue Earth Area Football is a presentation of KBW Sports.
Playing today's country in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa here on 98 Country.
She's a small town, hardworking woman just trying to make a living. Working three jobs, feeding four little mouths in a rundown kitchen. When you're never taking nothing and doing nothing but giving. Hard to be a good wife and a good mom and a good Christian. Working man just trying to climb the ladder. First generation to go to college instead of driving a tractor. Never had nothing handed to him on a silver platter. It's hard to be a good man, good son, do something good that matters. Take a load off.
preacher said he died too young. Over there told that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and Daddy dressed in black, they folded up that flag, handed it to Dad, started praying. Yeah, he went out, 21 guns blazing, and that's one.
Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
You said I was in my for me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I'll like you were dying.
most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live life.